Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The appointment by the Cabinet yesterday of Foreign Minister Catherine Zapone as an envoy to the United Nations was an oversight in terms of process, according to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin today. With opposition parties claiming the government had been blindsided, the Taoiseach said Minister Simon Coveney, who brought the appointment to Cabinet, quote, accepts fully it was an oversight. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar subsequently revealed that Catherine Zapone had approached Minister Coveney seeking the job. Here's the Taoiseach speaking this morning.
In relation to the appointment of Catherine Zapone, Minister Coveney has accepted it was an oversight in terms of procedures. He brought the appointment to Cabinet. It was agreed by Cabinet. I don't get into a running commentary on what transpires at Cabinet, but he accepts that fully. We move on now. It's an issue you have to keep in perspective and leave it at that.
Speaking on the Today with Claire Byrne programme, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was asked whether the Taoiseach had been blindsided by the appointment.
The procedure would normally be that at the advisers' meeting, the names are flagged. And in this case, they weren't. And then I suppose in terms of a belt and braces approach, the line minister, in this case, Minister Coveney, or me as party leader, would have flagged it to the other party leaders or to the Taoiseach. And that didn't happen. And it should have happened. And we've accepted responsibility in that regard.
Mr. Varadkar also sought to explain more about the appointment of someone to a position of special envoy.
A special envoy is not a position typically that is advertised. It's a position where somebody is approached or somebody offers to do a particular job. They're usually a retired diplomat or a retired politician.
Did Catherine Zapone offer?
My understanding is that she approached Minister Coveney. She's now based in New York. She knows the UN system. She was our special envoy, by the way, to the UN last government, was very involved in helping us to win that seat in the Security Council alongside me and Kieran Cannon and Simon Coveney. She said she's available. She offered to do the work.
Leo Varadkar speaking to Claire Byrne earlier. Let's talk now to Mary Regan of our political staff. Mary, first of all, what do we know now about how this appointment was handled procedurally?
Yeah, well, Brian, I think there are two issues really that are causing a bit of difficulty for the government here. The first is the sort of internal cabinet tensions that have been caused about how this was handled procedurally. And that is because it came to cabinet yesterday. And what would normally be the case is the Taoiseach's advisers, or indeed the Taoiseach himself in his meeting with the other party leaders before cabinet, would have been given some advance notice that this was going to happen. That did not happen in this case. The first he would have heard of it was in the cabinet meeting itself, and he said as much about that. And Leo Varadkar really defending it there, saying, look, there were 46 items on the agenda. It was a really big cabinet meeting, some issues of really big importance, and more than 20 appointments to be made. And he said, you know, things slipped through. It should have been flagged, but it wasn't. And, you know, we have to accept responsibility for that. And it seems that the Taoiseach himself sort of wants to draw a line under that particular issue, because he did say that, you know, he accepted it was an oversight in terms of the way the appointment was brought. And he said he accepts that fully and we move on now. And it's an issue, he said, that should be brought into perspective.
So is that, do you think, it or is it contributing or causing internal government tensions now as the cabinet breaks for the summer?
Well, it's certainly annoyed, you know, some Fianna Fáil backbenchers, for example, have been speaking privately about it. But I don't think anybody wants to push this any further in terms of a public row, as it were. And I think the Taoiseach himself has laid down a marker, if you like, to his cabinet colleagues in Fine Gael that this should not happen again. However, the opposition have their own concerns around this, and they're really focused on the fact that there was no, as they would see it, transparency. And Sinn Féin really criticising what they're saying is cronyism, and saying that, you know, it was nothing more than one minister looking after a former government colleague. And they're saying that, you know, there should have been, you know, another procedure in place. Aintus Padder Tobin also saying that this appointment should be reversed and a transparent recruitment process being put in place. But the government really isn't having any of that, and really saying that it's not generally the way things work, that special envoys would be publicly advertised positions. And you heard Leo Varadkar saying that in the clip, and they're also making the point that Catherine Zappone would have been heavily involved in the process for getting Ireland's position, a two-year term on the UN Security Council, in that campaign. And the role itself is very much part of her life's work as a politician. And also saying that this whole role of special envoy for freedom of expression, it's something that other European countries are doing. About 11 other EU countries have special envoys in that sort of space, because there may be, you know, concerns about other countries and how they are treating all these areas of freedom of expression.
Yeah, just finally, Mary, the fact that according to Leo Varadkar, Catherine Zappone approached Simon Coveney about this appointment, it seems, sought him out and to seek this job, is that going to create potentially any difficulty?
Yeah, I think if anything, that is where the difficulty now currently lies, and I think it's something we could expect the opposition to hone in on. Now, the Taoiseach said that she approached Minister Simon Coveney, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and she, you know, offered herself for the job. My understanding of that is really that it was already decided by Minister Simon Coveney that this position would be created. So she didn't as such suggest the creation of the role, but she had perhaps conversations with him previously when she was working with him in relation to the bid for this place on the UN Security Council, that she would like to continue in some way in that area of Ireland's position in the UN. And then when this role became available, he then approached her based on her records.
Right. And just finally, Mary, anything from the Greens on this?
No, we haven't heard anything from the Greens so far on this particular issue, but we'll watch that space and see what happens.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Let's get some opposition political reaction, because we're joined by Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin. Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin are today describing this as, I quote, yet another example of Fine Gael cronyism. Now, as far as I know, Catherine Zappone isn't, nor has ever been, a member of Fine Gael. So where does Fine Gael cronyism come into this?
This is a hallmark of Fine Gael governments, but also Fianna Fáil governments, for far too long. And it's something that happens, unfortunately, all the time. As a member of the Public Accounts Committee, I see on a consistent basis we're dealing with issues whereby appointments are made, where sometimes government will say, oh, there was an oversight in this regard and we'll ensure that that doesn't happen again. But consistently, decisions and appointments are made based on who people happen to know and what people's personal relationships. So it's not always a case that, although all too often it is, that somebody happens to be a member of a political party. But it's clear that Catherine Zappone knew Simon Coveney from their time in office together, that she contacted him, and that appointment was made with absolutely no criteria laid out and no process whatsoever. And then we have the laughable suggestion that the Taoiseach laid down a marker, when in fact he actually rolled over. His big issue, it appears, is that he wasn't told about this 24 hours beforehand. Remember that the entire cabinet, including the Green Party, who are hiding today, signed off on this appointment.
Well, let's just look at Leo Varadkar's explanation for this. He says that this type of appointment to the UN envoy, it typically isn't advertised. Someone is approached, someone who has experience, a track record. Catherine Zappone met those qualifying criteria, if you like. She'd been involved in this area. She'd been involved in our bid for a seat on the UN Security Council, and she was eminently qualified to take this position. And he rejected claims that it lacked transparency.
Well, it did lack transparency, because nobody knew the appointment was going to be made until after it was made. Catherine Zappone didn't meet any criteria, because there was no criteria laid down. In fact, the criteria, it appears, is being fitted to suit the person who was ultimately appointed. And as I say, there's a number of issues. First of all, in terms of the process itself, the process was based on a former cabinet minister contacting her colleague, asking him for a gig. The timing is very dubious, I have to say. It clearly was intended that this would be a recess appointment.
Yeah.
Whereby,
so you're saying this should be this what should have happened here? Should have been advertised? There should have been a process put in place? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. There needs to be a process. So in some cases, it may be appropriate for governments to appoint people who are suitable for the job. But in order for that to happen, there needs to be clear criteria as to what is required in a suitable candidate. And there also needs to be a rationale given for the salary that's associated with it and the effort that will be put in place. There also needs to be a clear time frame as to how long this position will be in place. None of those things have happened. And I have to say, one of the most galling aspects that we've heard over the past 24 hours, and something that I think has really riled an awful lot of ordinary workers and families who have been listening and watching political developments, is the suggestion that it's only €15,000 that's been appointed, more than carers, for example, will earn in a year. So I think, as I say, the difficulty lies in the process, the fact that there wasn't one. And just because there wasn't one previously is no excuse. We're supposed to be entering into a new phase of transparency and accountability. As I say, the timing is very questionable. It does appear that the intention was that this was a recess appointment that would pass through with little public discourse. And then finally, notion that insiders can continually be appointed to these lucrative gigs without any question, without any ability for the public to put forward alternative positions or alternative propositions.
Well, we'll see.
Nothing needs to change.
Very good. We'll see whether this continues or not in the days ahead. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, thank you very much for that.